The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
I don't know if you saw South by Southwest. Did you pay attention to Elon Musk?
Yeah, it was kind of announced the night before. So and there's a huge crowd that lined up to see him speak. It was a Q&A for an hour, which is, you know, I'm really any topic. So kind of a, it was the high profile event of the weekend. He talked about, let's start here with the space stuff, talking about flights to Mars. Here's Elon Musk from this weekend.
What I know currently is the case is that we are building the first ship, the first Mars or interplanetary ship right now. And I think we'll be able to do short flights, short sort of up and down flights, probably sometime in the first half of next year. And this is a very big booster and ship. The liftoff thrust of this would be about twice that of a Saturn V. So it's capable of doing 150 metric tons to orbit in and be fully reusable. And that's the equivalent of like the Union Pacific Railroad or having ships that can cross oceans. Until you can get there, there's no way for all of the entrepreneurial energy to you can't do anything. There's no way for all the flowers to bloom. Once you can get there, the opportunity is immense. So we're going to do our best to get you there and then make sure that there's an environment in which entrepreneurs can flourish. And then I think it'll be amazing.
It's amazing because he pretty much said, yeah, look, we're going to try to get you there. We're going to do our best. You may or may not live. I mean, you have to be honest about it. I think anybody who's going to Mars knows that.
I would say you could get me there. I'm not sure I'm coming back. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's a long way. You get me there, I'm like, I'm not expecting the return trip. You know, that's a nice bonus.
Yeah, well,
you know,
that's what happened to Matt Damon.
Exactly right.
Thank you. Glenn's been talking about AI quite a bit. You've been on this bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
Elon is definitely one of the most negative people on artificial intelligence. Here's what
he said. Actually not.
Yeah, well, he's
he's not the most negative.
Okay.
That being said, listen to what he says about AI.
The rate of improvement is really dramatic. We have to figure out some way to ensure that the advent of digital superintelligence is one which is symbiotic with humanity. I think that's the single biggest existential crisis that we face, and the most pressing one.
Mm.
And how do we do that? I mean, if we take it that it's inevitable at this point, that some version of AI is coming down the line, how do we steer through that?
Well, I'm not normally an advocate of regulation and oversight. I mean, I think one should generally err on the side of minimizing those things. But this is a case where you have a very serious danger to the public. And so therefore, there needs to be a public body that has insight and then oversight on to confirm that everyone is developing AI safely.
Mm.
This is extremely important. I think the danger of AI is much greater than the danger of nuclear warheads by a lot.
Think of that.
And nobody would suggest that we allow anyone to just build nuclear warheads if they want. That would be insane. And mark my words, AI is far more dangerous than nukes. Far. So why do we have no regulatory oversight? This is insane.
It's because they don't understand it. I talked to people in Washington, D.C. about it, and their eyes glaze over it. They have absolutely no idea. They have no idea what it is, how it works, what's coming. You know, and I've talked to several people who feel the same way on that. We have to get involved as a government. There's other people that believe we have to do a Manhattan Project because China is already doing this. And whoever gets there first rules the world. And China is way ahead now. That's what they say, that China is way ahead of us. If we don't control this, you don't want that in the hands of totalitarian governments. People who, you know, say, I could just kill your baby because we have a limit of two. You don't want those people programming.
That's the problem. We don't have any regulatory oversight over what Russia or China does when it comes to this.
That's why the regular oversight, the regulator oversight, I mean, is important. We should have that, perhaps. Scientists are trying to police themselves in the West. It's not going to stop everybody. It's certainly not going to stop Russia and China. But the biggest problem is the brain drain. You know, we had the Einsteins. We had everybody. The Oppenheimers for the Manhattan Project. And that's what saved us. We may not be the ones, we have them now, but we should be draining those brains from all over the world to get them here, not the other way around.
Elon Musk also went on to say that auto driving cars are going to take over by the end of next year. Which is about as fast as a prediction I've ever heard, even faster than you.
Holy cow, yeah.
End of next year, he says, the technology's getting so good.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.